guarantee you, if somebody on that beach had a gun, somebody on that beach pulled out the gun and shot the guy before he chopped the arm off, then whoever shot the guy, despite being a hero who rescued somebody, he would be thrown into jail, probably for the rest of his life. At the very least, he would have had a very public and life-destroying trial while he was given the Kyle Rittenhouse treatment. Right? Right? Hope you had your Shilajit gummies today. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to walk around with my own samurai sword. Have you taken your Shilajit gummies? It's a new form of marketing we're going to pioneer. I really shouldn't even be joking about this. I'm sure it wasn't fun having his arm chopped off by a samurai sword, but what are we doing here? But what are the police for? Are the police there to do nothing but stop you from protecting yourself? Because that's how it seems now. So they will not protect you from the samurai sword wielding psychopath. They will, however, hunt you down and punish you if you were to retaliate against him or try to take the law into your own hand. See, they have a monopoly on violence. They have taken unto themselves the ability, the sole exclusive ability, to wield violence in America. Now, they seem to not be bothered that much when other people are getting in on their turf. If they're an insane tweaker that's just committing violence against random innocent people who did nothing wrong, then the police are very slow to deal with that. It is just a consequence of the modern world. If, however, you try to take the law into your own hands, you'll see they are not fond of competition, and you will be thrown into jail for the rest of your life. So anarcho-tyranny is the name of the game these days. And once again, I cannot talk about this stuff anymore. I mean, how do we stop talking about this? I guess the question I want to know, how do we move on from this? How do we stop talking about this? And the answer is, of course, you recognize the danger and then you organize to combat that danger and you wield the government to your ends and use it to eliminate the danger. And this is, once again, the thing we have to determine for ourselves is what are the real threats we're facing and how do we go after them? Because nobody in power cares. Nobody gives a damn. Nobody is going to help us. Nobody is going to stop these people. It's up to us. So the media, again, can distract, distort, play down, explain away all of these problems, right? You can turn on the news and hear a terrible attack in a park today when a man wielding a blade attacked another man. That man is injured, and the man is now on the run, and he's lost, and it's a good reminder to always take your Shilajit gummies from thealexjonesstore.com. But they'll report it in their calm, professional voice, and they'll assure you that the responsible authorities have been alerted and are working overtime to fix the problem, and then no problem will be fixed, nothing will be solved, and they'll move on to the next. Sorry, sports at 9. Next up is weather, and it just goes away, and that's it, and it's over. What we need to do is not listen to them. There's a classic post from The Frog. There's a Frog poster on Twitter 1.0. It's one of the best posters of all time, and he has one where it's like, all of our institutions, all of our systems in America have been taken over by foreign enemies, including the system by which we alert ourselves to the dangers that we're facing. Do you understand? So the mainstream media in particular is the consensus maker. It is the mindset unifier. It is the consent manufacturer. And so if they're not the ones telling the whole United States, immigration is a danger. Immigration has to be dealt with. Immigration is causing all of these problems. Then nobody's going to deal with immigration. We rely on these news outlets to see the world for us. And if they're only presenting the things that they want you to care about, that's all you're going to see. The classic experience that anybody awake has to relive daily, it seems, is you'll go on a place like X and you'll see story after story after story of the most heinous, horrendous. I don't like talking about it. I've got a clip here about a white girl who's kidnapped by her boyfriend and chained up for months before he eventually killed her. And the details of it are worse than you can imagine. And you'll see that today and tomorrow. You'll see another similar story. And the day after that, you'll see another one. And then the day after that, you'll see a fourth. And every single time, it will be criminals with rap sheets 10 miles long committing easily, you know, fixable crimes and just shattering the lives of innocent people over and over and over and over. It's all racial. It's all predicated on race. It's all allowed to be carried out because of the races of people involved. And then you go on mainstream media and you'll hear about how some university has had to shut down because some white professor acknowledged differences in IQ or used a bad word, you know? And it's just, it's why I'm trying to come up with a word beyond inequality, because it's beyond inequality and it's in your face. But the point of all of this is that if the media was honest, and can you imagine America with an honest media? Can you imagine an America where you turn on the news and the media is actually reporting on concerns of the American people, actually reporting on the plague of black on white crime, of the plague of Indian scam artists taking over entire industries, the plague of Jewish separatist groups creating independent enclaves in America to siphon off the wealth from their neighbors like Tyler Olivieri? Hey, there's a place, there's a usefulness for swords. Don't get me wrong. Can you imagine if the media actually did its job to unify the sentiment of Americans on problems that were actually real? It's really not that hard to imagine how easily solved all of these things could be, but they won't do that. They will instead extrapolate and distort singular non-representative examples of things that serve their interest, while the overwhelming, obviously apparent trends go totally unremarked upon. If they are remarked upon, they're treated as distinct and individual instances that have no connection to anything else and certainly cannot be perceived or seen as a pattern to be interrupted. And again, I guess we can go to some of these things. I don't even really want to. They're all so terrible. They're all so utterly terrible. Let's go to clip 9 here. Why not? So there's this guy. This guy, let's get a load of this. This guy tried to push a girl in front of the train. He was arrested for that. And then the girl refused to press charges because she, quote, didn't want to be responsible for another black man in prison. So instead of going to jail for the attempted murder, because the murder victim is so suicidally empathetic with the person who tried to murder her, he then went on to murder somebody. She didn't press charges. He didn't go to jail for trying to kill her. So he was let out and he went on to murder somebody else. So, like, no, why are we not charging her with attempted murder? Why are we not charging her with accessory to murder? Because it wouldn't have been able to be possible if she hadn't willingly gone along with getting him out of prison. She had a responsibility to press charges. She had an obligation to press charges so that it wouldn't happen to anybody else. She gave up that obligation so that he could kill again. But at least no one called her a racist. At least nobody could call her a racist for trying to defend herself against the black guy who tried to push her in front of a train. I am going to call her racist, actually. Look at that. She let a criminal go, got somebody murdered, and she still got called racist. Wow, she didn't even get anything at the end of the day. And that's why I have trouble talking about this, because, like, for one thing, every story is so utterly horrifying that it makes you want to not go outside. And then it's the fault of the victims at the end of the day. But then you got these dumbass brainwashed white women who are like, literally the guy tries to kill her, 7 prior arrests, throws her onto the train tracks, tries to get her crushed by the train. And she's like, but he doesn't deserve prison. He's black. But he's black. He can't go to prison. He's just a poor, innocent black man who doesn't know what he's doing. He's just a poor, innocent baby animal. We can't send him to jail for that.
Yeah, I wish he'd gotten shoved under the train. That would have been useful.
Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro. Let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at theAlexJonesStore.com, which also funds the new network, the Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new coordinates of liberty, AlexJonesLive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at AlexJonesApp.com. Now, I'll see you on the front lines of the InfoWar.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.